Last day for this week's classroom pledge. It's Mr. Gunning's sixth grade class at Davenport Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can send us your classroom pledge. I know we're getting towards summer here, so there's not a lot of time, but you can send them in if you'd like, and you just send them to pledge@jnkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
NASA gives an update on their long-lost space tomatoes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
News is brought to you by Global Credit Union's Wear Red Friday. It is now, you know, we do the kickoff Memorial Day weekend, and then we wear red every Friday. Red standing for Remember Everyone Deployed. So that's why we do it. Thank you for wearing red today, Bruce.
Mm. Oh, you bet.
All right, Kevin, over to you.
Yes, and I noticed that producer Steve had red on today.
He does. Ooh, he does. He doesn't miss this guy. I'm telling you.
Well, gray is the new red.
Yep. Thank you, Warren.
You'll get it, though, Warren. That's the thing about Warren is that I know he maybe just forgot today, but now that he's, you know, remembers and knows, he'll be wearing red. Don't you worry about it, Warren.
I'm okay.
Don't you worry about it.
Okay, guys, it is news time. It is a Friday morning, and we start with this young man. This man has decided to, you know, just dedicate his life to something a little different than what the rest of us. What would you say you've dedicated your life to? If I, you know, were to say that question to you, that's kind of hard,
well,
right?
Good job, Warren. He put a red pom-pom
on. I mean, if you stopped saying, oh, you know, my family and this or that.
Yeah,
or,
if you took, like, family out of it, because obviously that's what you're going to say probably, you know.
Sure. So what do you think you've dedicated your life to?
What'd you dedicate your life to, Monty?
I would think about it.
He's got to think about it. Bruce?
I don't know. The VFW?
Yeah, I mean, like you've kind of dedicated your life
at least the current portion of your life, for sure. Yeah. You do a lot of volunteer work out there. God bless you for that. But I'd say that's fair, because I think every week it seems like you're doing something out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd mow the lawn.
Well,
there you have it. You're back, Monty? You got it?
Are you talking current, like, or your entire lifespan? See, it's just such a broad question.
Oh, no. Isn't it, though? Really? Well, thanks for complicating it. Warren?
I'd say my wife and family.
I would have to agree with Warren on that.
We just said that couldn't be the answer.
Yeah, we said take that out. Yeah, because that's the answer. Don't take a bite of the donut until you answer the question. Ha-ha, see what I did there?
Yeah. He was trying to avoid it.
Warren literally was ready to just not answer and just take a bite of the donut. like a kid. I'm like, nope, don't you do it. finish your conversation.
I mean, Warren, I could answer this, I think, for all of you guys. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, do it.
Warren's, I believe, is helping people. Like, it just, I mean, he did how many years of customer service?
Golf clap, please, guys. Well done, Kevin.
Followed by that entire time, always helping people on, you know, weekends or doing whatever. That's just Warren. Oh,
yeah. Almost to a fault.
Yeah.
That's correct. 100%. That's correct.
I worked on Don Williams' race car yesterday.
See?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Mark, I'm just going to get some coffee. I'm not going to clap.
Nice pour. Nice pour.
Thank you.
You're doing pretty good so far, Kevin. Let's hear the rest of it.
And Bruce would be service. I mean, he ran a service station. And now he served our country.
Yeah.
And now he continues to serve others at the VFW.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Well done. What about Monty?
Monty, I believe, would be... He's dedicated his life to projects, whether it is the numerous jobs he's had over time, he's done a lot of stuff, and he accomplishes them, and he's a project.
He's a project manager.
Yes. He really is. Mm. Operations director.
Like an underground greenhouse.
Right, yeah. He's an idea guy. Golf clap. What about Steve?
Oh, Steve has dedicated his life to...
Nervousness?
Yeah. His life, I think, has been dedicated to work. I mean, that's just it.
He's a great worker.
That's all he does.
That's a good point, Kevin.
He works, as Monty said, almost to a fault.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, good job, he quit calling for the golf claps a long time ago.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
They're really fun, though.
They really are. Enjoy them.
Okay, the reason I ask this, this Indian man has dedicated his life to trying to get really good at something and breaking a Guinness World Record by typing the alphabet by using his nose.
Oh,
on a keyboard.
Wow. Like in a certain amount of time? Is it like a speed thing?
Oh, yeah, Jay.
Of course it is. Yeah.
I mean, it would be hard just to do, I think. I feel like my nose is not pointed enough.
Yeah, I was going to say the kind of the round nose makes it harder to get down to the only one key.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I feel like you might
try it.
I mean, I feel like you're going to have maybe a longer nose.
Well, Monty could hit the whole left side of it, but.
Yeah. There he is.
It's moving the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to break that keyboard. Get your nose off of there. That's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That is fast.
Jeez, Monty.
So does that make you a hunting pecker?
Yep. That's what it does.
Boy, that typed out a pretty bad word there.
Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Producer Steve's in there watching this like, what is happening with these four-year-olds?
Producer Steve, Monty threw it first.
It's like a fishbowl.
Kevin James.
But with Warren, he forgets every 3 seconds, so I can just keep doing it again.
About what?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I wish you were in the studio today because I think Warren is at a record level of distraction.
A peak capacity.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Peak distraction capacity. Mm-hmm.
Warren, what are you doing?
I was reading a text. It's important stuff. Yeah, that's what Monty always says.
Clearly.
It was business.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was important.
Kind of.
No.
Let's play a little game.
Was it, though?
No.
Okay.
Sort of. It was about a birthday party.
All you got to do is call Warren on it. He immediately folds. No, it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. I'm like Steve. Steve and I are the same that way.
How many teams do we want to do here? Do we want to do
two
teams of three, Kev? What's your call here?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Two teams of three. Let's see. One, two, three. Well, that won't work. There's only five of us playing.
I can play.
You want Steve to play too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
Steve, choose your team.
Yeah.
Steve, I can't handle
that pressure.
I know. That's why it was beautiful. Choose your team, Steve. Oh, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't choose someone, they're going to be mad at you.
That's right.
Oh.
I'm already mad.
I'm mad at just thinking about it.
All right. Well, the two of them are already mad, so I might as well pick Warren. Then.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
That made it simple.
That did make it easy. Monty, choose a team.
I'll go with Bruce.
Bruce, wow, look at that. Okay. That leaves two people left, Steve. Who do you got?
Oh, boy, I don't like my choices.
I don't think I like them either.
Well, since you're here, Jay, you might as well be on the team.
All right. Okay. Kevin, you're with Bruce and Monty.
There we go.
All right.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What? Warren and I are going to make a great team.
Yeah. It is. By the way, Monty, your favorite game, ABC, first to three.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Give me a piece of paper.
You guys better write the alphabet down so you know it.
Really quick.
They changed it last night. I don't know if you saw it. Changed the alphabet.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
but you know how it is, Jay.
I know.
It's easier to see it.
Kevin, are you going to write the alphabet down on your side?
Oh, man, I know the alphabet. I just typed it out with my nose during the break.
All right.
Oh, sometimes.
You guys want to, why don't you guys leave first?
Okay.
Monty, yeah, I think that makes the most sense, right?
Monty, why don't you and
I'll take my paper and write it down out there.
You and Bruce will go. Kevin can take a little 60-second break here-ish.
Okay, so I'll pull off my headphones just chill over here.
Just kind of take a guess on when we're done here. I'm going to get a 60-second clock, and I'll explain the game to everybody who doesn't know. All right, so here's how it works is Steve's got to get a category. We're going to name in alphabetical order things that fall within that category.
Am I?
Yes, sir?
Sorry. Am I supposed to go too?
No, you're on, okay. You're on our team.
I was writing the alphabet, and I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
At least he's happy. I mean, he's not mad at me.
No, he's not.
Oh, not
he's
at fine. All.
Okay.
I never get mad at you.
All right, Steve, here we go. First category, Warren. We've got to do the alphabet. We get one pass. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Steve, which category do we have?
All right. The first category is unhealthy foods.
Unhealthy foods.
Good night.
Ants? I don't know.
Almond Joy.
Oh, good one. Yeah. Butterfinger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good category. Cheetos.
Doritos. Should we pass?
Eskimo Pie.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Trying to think of
Fritos.
Nice.
Oh, Fritos. Good. Yeah.
Granola? Granola's healthy.
That's healthy. Grease. Oh.
Grease,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
H. Hostess Cupcakes.
No, yes.
Nice. Ice cream.
Ice cream, yes. H-I-J. Jelly Beans. K. Kit Kat.
Nice.
L. Licorice.
No. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
M&M's.
M&M's. N. Nutter Butter. Mm. O. Oreo.
Nice.
P.
Pecan Pie.
Pass for Q. Okay, so technically we got 2 Q. All right, fellas. All right, we'll see how they do. Why did that seem so hard all of a sudden? Shouldn't have been that difficult.
Yeah, nice. You kind of got it rolling after.
That was a lucky category.
I only had one out of the whole bunch, you guys.
That's sometimes all you need just to get us over the hump, though.
I guess.
Yeah. And you're not mad.
I'm not mad at all.
I'm going to get angry. This is my favorite game, Jay.
It's Monty's favorite game because it's a hard game. All right, Kevin, are you back?
I am back, Jay. I came back, and the first thing I heard was someone saying, get over the hump.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's Warren. He helped us out a lot. All right, so, fellas, 60 seconds on the clock, alphabet, and you get to pass one time.
One time only.
What is the category?
We're not going to share that with you.
So we can just start throwing out words.
Taking up stuff.
All right. This is going to be harder without a category.
Yeah.
Fine. The category is... unhealthy foods.
And go.
Artichokes. Bananas.
That's healthy.
Unhealthy.
I don't like them, so they're unhealthy.
No problem.
Kumquats.
Oh, that's no
problem. That's
good
seller.
God. Right. How about apple pie?
Oh, okay, here you go.
What?
Banana cream pie. Let's go with that.
I'll let you go to C already because,
Let's go with
chips.
Candy.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. D.
Drinks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. It's good for you.
It's healthy. Eggplant.
Elephant ear at the fair.
Good job.
Nice, Monty.
Frankfurter.
Oh, yep.
Goat cheese. Goobers. Really high in fat.
Goobers.
H.
Goat cheese.
Hummus. That stuff is awful.
it's not a awful. Category.
Yes, hummus.
Hot dogs.
There you go.
Healthy.
Nice.
Ice cream.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Junk food.
Junk. Yep.
Okay.
Farther we got.
You got to J because you messed it up.
Thanks, Bruce.
I like how Bruce like. Yeah, but I don't like them, so that guy counts
it.
So they're all good for me.
Man. That was really something.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, who's on the good team now, Kevin?
Where'd you guys get to?
Q, I think we got
Q.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we started down the candy line. We got pretty far on that. But
I see.
Okay.
Wow.
Are we doing this again?
Yeah, we got one more. Okay. We got one more in
That's great, Jay. Yeah. I love this. This is so fun.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys can go ahead and leave.
And, good day to you, sir.
Yeah, good day to you.
Good day. I said good day.
Oh,
good
man. Day. All right, well, I mean, good luck. And they're gone.
Okay. Jay, do you like the second one?
The second one? I think we can do that one. Kevin said it was fine.
Okay.
All right, Warren, are you ready?
I'm ready, Teddy.
That's not his name.
That's not going to work.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right. Things at a rodeo.
Things at a rodeo.
Things at a rodeo.
Apple bottom jeans.
Okay. All right. Sure. Why not?
Can we do that?
Bull riding.
Cow.
Cow is great. Yes. D. Sometimes they have donkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
E. Equestrian.
Nice.
F. Fries. I've had fries at rodeos.
Yes,
I've had,
that's definitely true. Fries. That's true.
G. Girls. H. Hats.
Horse.
Hats and horses. I. Ice cream?
Yeah,
sure. I mean, we do have some food at rodeo.
Jockeys? Are jockeys at
No. No. There's, I don't think there's
jeans.
Any. Jeans. Thank you, Warren.
Apple bottom jeans.
Okay. Pass.
Rodeo.
Pass.
Kick.
L. Lasso. M. Men. N. Noose.
Oh, yeah, noose. That's a good one.
Does that count?
I think so.
Okay.
It does, as far as I'm concerned. Kind of like Bruce.
I don't know. Bruce's was he. If his stuff counted in the first category, then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apple bottom jeans doesn't really.
I mean, we're going to take it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how we do. Oh, my gosh. Fellas are just making their way back in. All right, fellas.
Maybe that was harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
Monty's
that's great
really
to hear right when we put my headphones on.
Yeah, but Monty, you are a smart individual.
You are, yeah.
Or at least a smart Alec, anyway.
This great game is so fun.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite games.
I love this game.
It's a fantastic game.
I hate this game.
Guys, 60 seconds. Go through the alphabet. You get one pass. Here we go. Kevin,
pass.
Kevin, are you back?
I am back, okay, yes. I was just listening to Monty complain about the game, which I love.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
The category is
things at a rodeo.
Things at a rodeo.
Rodeo?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let's just pass on A since we're stuck right off the bat. Barrels, cowboys,
dung.
Donkeys.
Dung or donkey.
Yeah. Those are great, guys.
Yeah.
Ears. Horse ears?
Elephant ears.
Oh, heck yes.
Elephant. I'm going to go with elephant
everywhere.
Ears. Same thing.
It still works. Yes.
There's food. There's food at rodeos.
Yeah. There's girls. Yeah. There's girls there.
So many girls. That's why so many guys go. Hats.
Hats. And,
hats. Hats.
Yeah, there's
Indians.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Some guy named Joe. There's got to be a Joe there. It absolutely has to be a Joe.
Proper names?
Some guy named Joe.
And that starts with an S, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Let's see. Like,
are we on J still?
No, we're okay.
Jumping. Like the jumping.
Good one, Kevin.
Kicking.
Yep, yep.
Kicking.
Lasso.
Laredo.
Lasso. That's a good one. Such a good one.
Oh, gosh.
Monkey.
Time's up.
Oh,
so close, guys.
Really close.
Yeah,
really close.
Very, very close. We got to.
What did you guys get for A?
Oh, Steve said apple bottom jeans.
Oh, we counted that.
My wife just sent me a text saying that was the funniest part. Apple bottom jeans.
Jeans. What the heck are them things?
That don't count.
The fur. The whole club was looking at her.
What?
That Bruce.
No idea what that was.
You know, when sometimes you got Fergie on your mind.
Right.
Who?
It's Fergie got to do with anything.
You guys, the look on these three faces right now. What's a Fergie and what are apple bottom jeans? Yeah. I love you guys.
I was actually going to look it up.
Yeah. Warren's Googling. When you got
the Jay and Kevin show. Jay Daniels.
What was the next one, Monty, that you were...
Homer Simpson.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Kevin James. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, Jordan qualified for Jordan Davis tickets. I mean, what are the chances of that? That's weird, right?
That's crazy.
More ironic than weird, I guess, would be
I
the
think
right
it's cool.
One. Yeah. So anyway, congratulations to Jordan, who qualified for tickets to go see himself in concert at Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
That's nice.
Was his last name Davis, Steve?
A bit outside.
Just,
Kind of, well, in the other half of the alphabet.
Right.
So,
by the way, don't forget the Coyote Country app is there for you. It's free. You can download it, take us with you wherever you are. You can listen whenever, wherever.
That's awesome.
It's just that easy. You got it on your phone, Warren?
I do.
Yeah. Bruce, do you still have yours?
Yes.
I think we downloaded it at one point, Monty.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Steve, you got Coyote Country app on your phone?
Oh, you know it, Jay.
Let's go. Kevin?
Yeah.
That sounded convincing.
Entertainment news is brought to you by Amco, AAMCO.
My phone has recently been offloading apps.
Yeah.
That has to be done on purpose.
I have a folder that's called Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yeah, when your phone gets full, it will automatically offload certain apps that you haven't used for a long time, which is on you for not using it very frequently.
No, I not have, fair. Jay. That's why it's still there.
Kane Brown and Marshmello did a song together. I don't know if you guys know that. It's a pretty new song called Miles on It. And it's, you know, a song about a truck, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's kind of fun when rednecks get together and then they decide to make a music video that has monster trucks and there's a dirt track and everything. Did you happen to see what they were racing? What do you think they were racing while they were, they took a break from recording the video and they've elected to race something, some sort of vehicle. What kind of vehicle was it? What do you think it was, Warren?
I'm just saying open wheel modified.
Open wheel modified. What do you say, Bruce? What were they racing?
Jalopy.
I'm going to go with the UTVs.
UTVs is a good one. Steve, what were they racing?
I don't know what any of these words mean.
Steve's now Googling jalopy, and what was yours again, Monty? What did you say?
UTV.
UTVs, yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an ATV sort of.
Oh, okay.
Sort of, yeah.
No, I've heard of that. I don't know what a jalopy.
A jalopy?
What is that, ice cream?
Gelato.
It's very close. Yeah.
Gelato, jalopy.
Same thing, right?
I like how they say words. And he's like, I don't know what that is, but I bet you're old. Kevin, any idea what they might have been racing?
I just, for some reason, was picturing swamp boats.
Swamp boats is a great answer.
Okay. Yeah, great answer.
Bulldozers, guys. They were racing.
That's a slow
Oh, wow.
That'd
yeah,
be that fun. Is... Boy, Monty would be in on that.
Watching the turtles.
That would be
Wait,
fun, yeah.
Hold on. So you're telling me that Marshmello was racing?
Marshmello and, I know, I don't know how he sees with a marshmallow on his head.
Yeah, you guys, are you familiar with what marshmallow looks like?
Monty, no. Monty, is that computer on that you're
no,
right in front
it's
of?
Not.
Can you Google on your phone marshmallow? Put marshmallow singer, I think you probably have to say.
DJ, yeah, whatever.
Or DJ, yeah, maybe, yeah. Some sort of musician or whatever you might have to.
I know, that's a guy that I think is probably very happy that he's famous, but also a little bummed out that he decided to do the head. The marshmallow head?
He has a marshmallow head on, Bruce.
Okay,
because he's committed to it now for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I mean, he shows up everywhere like that.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a marshmallow on his head.
Hmm.
It's hard to race a bulldozer with a marshmallow
on
his
head. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We've always said that here on the show.
I've heard you say it.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And it was funny because I didn't know marshmallow was a redneck. Because you can't see his neck.
That's true, Kevin. Good point. So look for that video. There's monster trucks in it. There's all kinds of fun stuff. They just had a good time with it.
Yeah, that is fun.
Bulldozers.
I don't know if you, Kevin, did you know Carly Pierce was not feeling well?
No, this is the first I had seen of this as well.
Because she said, you know, everybody knows that I've been sick. And I was like, I must have missed
I'm
that.
I'm sure diehard fans probably did know. And I feel bad that I didn't know about it.
Here's what she had to say.
You guys know that I've been dealing with some health issues. And through that, I have developed something called pericarditis, which is a heart issue.
Ooh.
And I've been working with doctors and talking to my cardiologist and I still want to be out on the road. It's really important to me, but we have all decided that it is in my best interest as I'm healing to alter my shows a little bit. So if my shows look a little bit different, just know it's because I have to keep my heart rate under control right now.
So yeah, so less movement, more sitting down.
Wow, well, that's very important.
Yeah, so that I was unaware of any of that.
Yeah, I did not know that was happening either. And if I'm not mistaken, pericarditis is that like the swelling of the wall of the heart or something like that?
Sure, Dr. Kevin.
Well, I know, unfortunately, I've given these fine things to my son, and he was experiencing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the first I heard of it. So, you know, obviously wish her the best. And I was thinking to myself, well, it's a good thing she probably didn't. The last time I saw her, it's not like she's running around stage. You know, she's not like one of those bounce-off-the-wall, super high-energy shows. So luckily, because otherwise, if that's you, you're changing everything.
And if she was like Pink or something.
Or maybe a country singer that people would have seen.
Oh.
Oh.
Brian Kelly, formerly of Florida Georgia Line, said something I have never heard him say. And we'll see if Kevin has. This is what BK said about breaking up at the Florida Georgia Line level.
I will say, you know, when you know, these conversations started happening about, you know, extra outlets. You know, I really, the heart of where I was coming from was really having everything stay the same and stay together and also you know, intertwine our solo stuff. And, you know, I didn't see personally for me a need for a break or a reason to stop. And, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't, you know, really get on the same page of what that looked like.
So he's saying that the idea of having Florida Georgia Line not be Florida Georgia Line anymore was not his idea, and he was not in favor
of
it.
Was it his idea to do the solo stuff at first? It kind of sounded like he was down with let's do solo, mm-hmm. but let's...
As long as we stay together.
Stay together as a group.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. It's a weird deal. They seem like a good duo, but you never know the inner workings of it. It's like... It's just a bummer.
There was a lot of behind-the-scenes scrapping between the two families, so apparently that just outweighed their ability to stay together as a group.
Oh, that would be tough.
Yeah, the wives didn't get along, and it was a lot of stuff happened there. So, yeah, it's the first time I'd heard him say that, so there you go. Also, I don't know. I mean, we'd be probably remiss if we didn't mention this. I mean, it was one of those things that happened yesterday, and I think we were all shocked. I mean, everybody was surprised about what happened. Yesterday was a huge day, obviously, and Kevin and I were... I mean, we were surprised by it. We could not believe we would ever hear that Alan Jackson was going to return to touring.
Oh, wow. Really? Because I thought he had something wrong with his legs. His
nerves.
He has nerves.
Nerve issues. Yeah, he had nerve issues, and now he's back to touring.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
What did you guys think I was going to say? Why are you looking at me?
Setup, the way you were doing it, I was also... waiting for you to say something super ridiculous.
Huh. Isn't that something?
You know, Lori and I
it's
were
a good lead in.
Yeah.
I think that's bad.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, you thought you had the weekend off, did you? It's a hard pass on that.
I want that as my phone ring.
Kevin James.
Every time your wife calls, that's what happens.
Yikes.
Easy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, welcome to the Friday crew. Warren's here. Bruce is here. Monty's here. Steve, of course, is in the other room, busy producing the show. Kevin is doing his thing at his thing. And, yeah. So I was telling Steve, producer Steve, this story the other day. I said I had something that was glued together and I was trying to hold the pieces together. And I thought, well, I'll just leave it in the vise so that it, you know, till the glue dries.
Right.
You probably have done this yourself.
Oh, sure.
Many, many times. Mm-hmm. So first of all, so I said I just was going to put it in the vise and let the vise hold the thing till the glue dried. And he said, vise? What's a vise?
Seriously?
He said, are you mispronouncing the word vase?
Who said that?
Steve.
This guy over here?
Let's all turn around and stare at him now.
Oh, why do we always do this?
You don't know what a vice is?
Well, I mean, I know what it is, but I didn't know it had a name.
There's like Vice Squad. Oh,
okay. He goes, are we talking about drinking or smoking? And I was like, no. So I had to Google a picture. And he's like, oh, is that what that thing's called?
You know what an anvil is?
Yes.
Okay. He watches cartoons.
Just check. Slim didn't know.
There's a little side note there.
Yeah, one Saturday morning.
So anyway, so I was, you know, closing the vise, obviously. Was not probably paying as close enough attention as I could. And I pinched my finger in there. So just a little chunk of skin there by the fingernail was stuck in the vise.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, that hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you guys ever been injured?
You think that's bad, Jay?
What do you got?
Well, you got your finger stuck in a vase?
No. I was just the other day. You know those heavy-duty ratchet straps you tie equipment down with?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've done it many times.
Of course, absolutely.
Caught my finger in one of those ratchets.
Ooh.
Oh, Monty, that makes me tingle.
Yeah, that one's a
roll. Did you draw blood?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You just got to
It did both.
Now, I drew blood the other day.
Really?
Oh, you think that's bad?
You think that's bad?
My turn.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He's got one.
Yeah, he's got one.
I was walking down the steps to the basement, and I tripped a little bit. My arm flung around, hit the wall, and now I have a nice big streak down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Bruce, what in the heck?
Yeah. I don't know what I hit.
Well, you think that's bad.
Wait a minute.
When I was 4 years old, I was trying to chop a piece of bark with my grandpa's axe, and it came back and hit me in the head.
Hit me in the forehead?
Yes. Yes.
Which part? The back part? I hope.
Well, it was a double-bladed axe.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Cousin Gary goes, don't die, don't die.
Wow.
So you had an axe to your head.
Yeah.
Boot to the head, axe to the head. You know how it
Same
works.
Same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you think that's bad?
I think that's bad. Guys, when I was working on the farm and the ranch back in the day, there was a cow that was having an issue delivering a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a calf, I guess, not a baby. That would have been weird.
That would have been. Well,
yeah, that
you think
been
that's bad?
Weird.
I saw a cow deliver a baby.
Giving birth to a baby.
And I was helping pull the calf, if you will.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I had my arm in, you know, I was like a doctor. I had my arm in there to try to help the process.
Mm-hmm.
And the cow, I don't remember what they call it. I'll just say bear down. Is that what it is?
Yeah, contracted. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Contracted.
Yeah, and I had my arm in there, and it got my elbow, like, hyper, and I tried to pull, and I, like, hyper-extended my elbow.
Yikes.
Steve?
Steve.
Boy, these are very extreme. Well, you think that's bad.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I was playing, like, pushing and shoving basketball in middle school.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's basketball, but you're pushing and shoving.
Yeah. I understand now. Yeah, yes, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So it's fun.
Right. Free for all basketball.
Yeah. So the recess teacher, they started yelling at us for being too rough. And, you know, we stopped for a minute, but then we continued to play. And I got shoved into one of those, like, movable volleyball net stands. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And I hit my knee on the wheel of it.
Yes.
And I started bleeding. And now I have a scar on my knee from that.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
You think that's bad, huh?
Well, you can beat that, Jay.
You think that's bad? I've had my front teeth knocked out 7 times. Monty?
Wow. Well, you think that's bad? You think that's bad? I fell out of a tree about 30 feet up.
Ooh.
Hit every branch on the way down. Still have scars from that.
Bingity, bangity, boom.
There's also a joke there somewhere. I don't know. Was it what kind of tree was it? An ugly tree?
No, it was a big. No, it was a big old pine tree. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Break your nose?
Yep.
Oh no!
That's the one thing it did.
You think that's bad?
Yes, Warren.
I was playing with Dad's table saw. And I wasn't supposed to be.
Oh.
And I put this piece of wood in there and went, "Ving!" Oh, that was cool. My sister comes out and I go, "Diane, watch this."
Like a cartoon.
And instead of looking at the table saw and the wood, I was looking up to see the wood fly. Boom! And my finger and thumb went right into the blade.
What in the heck? God. Are you the smartest person ever?
Well.
And that was twice because I did it at your house, too.
That's actually true. I forgot about that.
My turn?
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, I got one when I was 6. I was down at the neighbor's house chopping a little kindling with a really sharp little axe.
I have
a nice big scar here where I chopped my thumb not off. But
darn near.
That's not kindling.
We should be concerned.
Yeah. The fact that you guys still have all your parts, well, Warren doesn't.
Well, I don't. Warren, not anymore.
Warren doesn't.
Starting to whittle away.
Kevin? Yeah, Warren hasn't even gotten to the part where he's missing a finger. Oh, my goodness. You think that's bad, guys?
Yeah.
My mom didn't let me get that 1969 Mach 1 Mustang. I was so mad at her that while I got home and I was just upset with her.
Yeah.
And we were eating a steak dinner that she had prepared for me. Even though she was trying to win me back. Didn't work. I was so upset at her about that car. And I was cutting my meat and throwing a fit. And as I was throwing a fit, cutting my meat, I sliced my pinky all the way in half. And the tendon is no longer work. So my pinky just gets stuck up sometimes.
Oh, man. Ooh.
Steve?
And my mom said, as I was bleeding, that's what you deserve.
That good mom.
That's a parent right there.
Good mom. Right
she
there.
Wasn't wrong. I mean,
no, she wasn't.
Yeah.
Steve?
You think that's bad? I didn't know what a vice was.
That's true.